I'm a salesman, and you develop something like a total recall. I don't forget places, things, or streets, because it's a habit. Some I just picked up, and I just stare intensely at people and try to figure them out. Being nosy, I just stare. I was leaving the plush pub one night, driving a 1977 Cadillac, heading west on Hampton. I noticed an officer had two individuals pulled over to the curb in a blue some type of vehicle. It was a blue Ford. The driver, I think, had long blonde hair, a mustache, and the other one, I didn't have no hairs on his face. A person that is white going through that area at night, he's a sore thumb. He stick out for the first reason. And if they don't look right, they're going to stop you. The officer, he walked up to the vehicle. He walked up. His car was behind. Let me see. I don't know if it was behind or front, but I know he had him pulled over, and he was up to the car. I think he was up to the car. Let me think. Yeah, he was up to the car. As we was coming by, he had been up to the car. Yeah, he was up to the car. I didn't see no bullet. I didn't see no gunfire. Because I went on.
We have three people that testified and identified him positively as being the driver at the time that Woods was walking up right beside the car. So we know that he was the driver from the witnesses, and we also know that it was the driver that shot Officer Woods coming from his partner. We couldn't have made a case with the voluntary statement that we got from Adam. We had to rely on witnesses. And this is what we did.